in black. They are creatures of the moon. You might catch them howling in the night or riding on a broom.
Welcome to the 200th edition of the Too Much Rock Podcast. I'm your host, Sid Satter. We started things off this week with a track by Adam and the Amethysts. That song is called Prophecy, and you can find that on the band's album Flickering Flashlight, which came out October of last year on Kelp Records. Adam and the Amethysts are based out of Montreal, and while they've gone through a few lineup changes and some slightly different sounds, the songs on Flickering Flashlight are great indie folk rock. So if you enjoy that track, I imagine you'll enjoy the rest of the album. It's got some really good stuff on there. While I don't have anything fantastic or unique planned for the 200th edition of the podcast, I do have some good music for you, and we're going to continue that on here with a track by Deer Tick. This song is Born at Zero.
Yeah. something to believe in. These they say are gone in a day. Everybody's leaving. Everybody leaving. Why do we gotta carry on? Are we singing the same old song? Same old song, yeah, the same old song. Looking for an open door. You hear the same excuses. Take your pay.
Do love me some power pop. That is the Plimsolls with the song Makin' Time, originally recorded by The Creations, but recorded live by the Plimsolls in 1983, and now available on the Beachtown Confidential album that just came out February 7th on Alive Records. While the band, of course, is long broken up, they're kind of on tour now. Peter Case from the band, along with Paul Collins, are out on the road doing songs from The Nerves, The Plimsolls, and The Beat. That tour is going everywhere, and you're likely to have a date near you. For those in Kansas City, it is March 19th at the Record Bar, though I will be catching them on April 11th at the Union Pool in Brooklyn. So check that tour here, there, everywhere, and it may be the last chance you get to hear these fantastic songs by the people who wrote them. Before that, we heard Deer Tick with the song Born at Zero. That is on the new EP Tim, which also came out on February 7th on Partisan Records. An EP that's basically some tracks that didn't make it to the last album, but there's some really good material there. And John McCauley just writes some fantastic songs. And I think you may have even seen John on a commercial for Blue Blockers lately. I'm not sure how that happened, but it makes me laugh every time I see it on the television. Well, let's continue on here. I have a new track by Damian Girardeau. This song is called So On Nevada.
I don't recall every time when you felt fine. Leaving the room saying you would come back and I believed you. Don't hide your smile. Don't be set in your ways. Hey, hey. And I'll bide my time with you by my side and call.
with School of Seven Bells with the track La Fay. That is on the band's new album, Ghost Story, which came out February 28th on Vagrant Records. The band, based out of New York, currently on tour. I know they have a date in Kansas City, so I'm sure they have a date near you as well. The band has gone through some lineup changes since the last album, dropping one of their vocalists and maybe streamlining things a bit. I'm not sure I enjoy it as well, but you give it a listen, you see what you think. Before that, Sinead O'Connor with the track Old Lady. That's on her album, How About I Be Me and You Be You. That just came out February 21st on One Little Indian. That is positively her best album since I Don't Want What I Haven't Got. I really do love that album, and I was surprised by that because, I mean, this is someone who has basically been batshit crazy for the last few years, and whose career thought was long behind them. But that is just a fantastic album, and I'm going to stick by that one. And we started the set off with Damian Gerardo with the track So On Nevada. That is on his new album, Maricopa. That is also released on February 21st on Secretly Canadian. And that album, I don't know, I'm kind of lukewarm on that. He takes some bold steps, and I'm not sure they work, or maybe I'm just being a bit of a curmudgeon expecting the same album over and over. But that track there is a pretty good one, don't you think? We win, we lose, and that's how the Too Much Rock podcast works. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. Hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. I do need to wrap things up, though, despite the celebratory nature of the 200th episode. Let's just do business and leave it at that. Remind you that you have been listening to the Too Much Rock podcast. I've been your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or you can find me on all your favorite social media sites, including Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. We're going to finish things this week with a track by Dirty Three, back after a bit of a hiatus, with a new album called Toward the Sun. Came out February 28th on Drag City, of course. The song I'm going to play is called Moon on the Land. The band has reunited, or maybe come back from a hiatus. I'm not sure exactly how they put it, but you'd think, well, do they have something bold and new to say? Maybe they ran the course before, and that's why they gave up, and maybe this is all new? Not really. It's kind of the same thing, said very much the same way. So either that's a great thing for you, or it's a dull thing for you. You know, it all depends on how much you love that Dirty Three sound. So here we go. Thank you very much for listening for all those episodes. This is Dirty Three with Moon on the Land.